Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Parent. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Alan Mills. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The DH, Phil Plantier. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Boggs. The throw from Parent to Ripken and they have Boggs trapped. The throw over to Milligan, who applies the tag for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Plantier hits a line drive towards third. Gomez throws towards second. Ripken fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ripken. Plantier is thrown out after the base hit. Plantier moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zupczyk hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reed for the out. Zupczyk moves to second. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zupczyk scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parent takes first base on ball four. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Parent moves to second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Parent scores. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Plantier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Milligan moves to third. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsolac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milligan scores. Gomez moves to third. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Zupcik. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Gomez scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parent is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Parent hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zupcik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Parent for a passed ball. Peña moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground for a single. There goes Peña trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Valentin moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Plantier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Plantier takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zupczyk moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Zupczyk scores. Reed moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Clements now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parent bunts towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Greg Harris now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plantier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Plantier strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Orsolac takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Orsolac moves to second. Darryl Irvine now pitching. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parent bunts towards the mound. Irvine fields it and throws to first for the out. Orsolac moves to third. Ripken moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson is walked intentionally. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orsolac tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Sehgi now playing first base. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peña is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sehgi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seghi moves to third. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Plantier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.